Welcome, Aisha Fielding, head coach, Steve Foster. 5-1 win on the books. We'll take the points. Good to get the legs going after the weekend off, I guess.
I think so. I think that's obviously we wanted to get out first period out the way. We looked decent in the first period. We were letting a couple of opportunities up, a couple of odd man rushes up, and that's not what we want. But we just need to keep game sharp and having a weekend off. It's been good because quite a few players have had bumps, bruises, illnesses and stuff like that. So it probably came at a good time. But in another respect, it came at a bad time because we just had a fantastic weekend the weekend before. So, yeah, it is what it is. We get this out the way, 5-1 win. We walk away, everybody's okay, and we good to go tomorrow.
Oh, it's a potential banana skin. Obviously, Sheffield had that great result last week against Hull in Humberside, which was nothing that anybody was expecting. But at the same time, possibly expected to get the points, and as such, the second period was probably quite disappointing from our point of view. That we had lots of shots. We had, I think, hit the bar three times, I'm sure I heard that ping. But at the end of the day, that was a nil-nil period and possibly not what we were expecting.
Yeah, like you say, a lot of possession, and that's why you always worry, because we let a few odd-man rushes up, at least a couple, and Jacob had to make a couple of good saves there. So we could easily have had all that possession and gone down an odd goal or possibly two in there. So, yeah, it kept us, it was on our toes, and it was just getting back to where we were at. We've been quite good with certain things this year, and players coming down to help out. We've always had men back, and we went off that a little bit. But the third period, I thought we stepped it up again, and we did a good professional job in the third there.
Yeah, it was good to see the lads responding, because obviously there was a few incidents in that second period that weren't particularly tasteful, if you like. Mikey's lost a bit of his tooth, particularly bad hit. We weren't able to capitalise on that 5-minute power play, which possibly again is something to look at as we look back on that game. But to see us step on again in the third and kind of recover from that was good to see.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when stuff like that happens, somebody takes a bad hit, it's good that others players step in and try and make sure that we show that that's not acceptable, you know, against us. Power play didn't go that great for us. We didn't really get good pressure. We didn't really get many shots. We're trying to aim to get several shots every minute within the power play, and that didn't happen. So we had to swap personnel around a little bit within there as well. Obviously, we had Sykesy off for some of that as well. So, yeah, there was a few different things. Obviously, we were missing Jam at the back for on the second power play there, which we had to play Rowley there for some of it. So a little bit of a mixed match, but some of the times you're going to have to do that, and we just need to adapt. And like you say, for us, it's trying to get good opportunities and getting numbers of shots on goal and getting a presence in there as well. And sometimes we're not going to get those pretty, pretty goals, and, you know, and you're going to have to keep crashing in it. And that's something we've been working on at training this week, of just getting, in just normal play, getting bodies and always going for rebounds. There's lots of rebounds there to be had, and, you know, we were just marginally off some of the times, you know, but we're starting to get better at it, and we want to keep that going for the rest of the season.
Right, well, points are in the bag, so we take the 3 points back to Billingham. We've got Leeds Knights coming into the Forum tomorrow. It's an entirely new side. It's a development side as well, so probably don't know quite what to expect. They're playing tonight as well. They're playing Solihull as we speak. So it's a hard one to kind of prepare for, I guess, when you don't really know what's coming. But it's in front of our own fans, and hopefully we'll be able to put on a show.
Well, Leeds haven't been getting blown away by teams. You know, they've been keeping the games close, whether they've won them or lost them. So that's something for us. It's good. It's good, a bit of an unknown as well. Like you say, we've got to be on our toes. We've got to start being at our best every single period of every hockey game. And that's what we want to get back to. Our barn, we play different than we do on the big rink here. We'll be putting them under a lot more pressure. It should be an exciting game for the fans. It'll be good, because they're going to be loud and proud, because we've not been at home for a little while. So, yeah, it should be a good game. Hopefully we'll manage to put plenty of goals in and play the right way, look after ourselves defensively, and like I say, do another professional job. But it'll not be easy. I think for me, I don't think you can switch off in any game. Look, like I say, tonight it was close quite a way through. So, you know, for us, we've just got to be at our best. Tonight we managed to get the likes of Sam and Rowan on for a few shifts there as well. Did a great job. I thought obviously we didn't have Jam tonight, so we only had five defence. Darren, it was his first game back for several weeks, so it was good for him to get the minutes under the belt. And obviously Stewie, I thought he had a good game tonight, made some good plays, and it's time for him to step up when there's an opportunity. So yeah, good job, and like you say, let's get back to the forum tomorrow.
Yep.
And get those points in the bag.